The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We're learning the sugya of Baal Ta'acher. Besides for the parasha of Nedorim, Nedor Hekdesh, Nedor Isser, of Vayachal Dvorim, we have the parasha of Neder, the parasha of Korban, the parasha of Nezirus, all forms of Diburim, which create Isurim, which create Chiyuvim, which create an imperative to be Mekayim, Ta'aser. There's also the parasha Baal Ta'acher. The parasha Baal Ta'acher is by Korbonis, and says that a person was Ma'acher Korbonis, the Gemara learns out over here, the Gemara learns out Barichus in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, that Dal, Daf, Hey, Davov, person doesn't bring his Korbonis, Begimul, Regolim, Somuch, to when he committed to bringing them. The halacha is, the Gemara says, there's two types. There's a Baal Ta'acher of Hare Olai, and he didn't bring the carbon. Or there's Hare Zeh, and he didn't befoil bring the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, Begimul Regolim, he's over Be Baal Ta'acher. The Rambam says a Chiddush in Sefer HaMitzvos Kuf Nun Zayin. The Ha'over Begimul Regolim, besides for the Loisa say of Baal Ta'acher, where it says that by the first regal he's Mavatul Mitzase Vavesim Shoma, by Gimel Regolim is Oiver and Eloisa say of Ta'acher, what's called being late, the Gemara learns out Gimel Regolim. Besides that, he's also Oiver and Baal Yiro. He said he was going to bring a carbon, he was Mavatul is Neder. Not Baal Yiro, Baal Yachal. He's Mavatul the Loisa say of Baal Yachal, he was Mechal Devore. The Rabban argues vehemently. The Rabban says that no, the din of Baal Yachal is only when one is Mechalel the thing that was created by the Neder. Let's point out a few what we explained in the last few shiurim. According to the Rambam, the ikir of Parshas Nedorim is the thought process, the achloto, the gomar b'liboy. The diburim are a way of being mechayev himself, that which is gomar b'liboy. The din of Baal Ta'achel l'maisa, since a person is mechayev to bring a korban within a certain time period, Lamaisi, he wasn't Mekayim, he's not honoring his commitment. He had a commitment to bring a korban, he's procrastinating, he's pushing it off, he's delaying, he's not honoring, he's not taking seriously his commitment, that's Bayachal Dvorah. According to the Ramban, the way we explained the Ramban, the Ikir of Parshas Nedorim, the Ramban says, beginning of Matos, is the Kedusha that's Chal, the Issa that's Chal, and the Chefit that his Dibur was about. He took an animal, or he took himself, and he said, Hare Alai Korban, Hare Zeh Korban. The Ikir of the Parsha of Nidre Hegdish, Nidre Iser, is the effect that it has on the behemoth. He said, "Our real line, the ikur is that after his it's chal, his nechosim, the behemoth that he's going to be magdish afterwards is the expression of the neder that he made." Baal Ta'acher, did he violate that chayfit? There's an animal sitting in his barn. He didn't bring it yet. Did anything change? Did he use the animal in the way that he shouldn't use? If he was moiled the behemoth, no, you could talk about that. He's also violating the neder. But if he just has it sitting in the barn, he's procrastinating on his commitment, is he doing anything to the chayfetz? He says, Arei Olai. Is he doing anything vis-a-vis the Shibud Mechosim or the Kedusha that's on the chayfetz that he's not carrying it out? He's being Mechal? No. What does Bayachal have to do with Baal Ta'acher? The Ramban, L'choyer, the Rambam, the Ramban, seemingly are very Lishitosim. And this opens up for us a problem, because the Ran, the way we explain, the Ran holds like the Ramban, the whole structure of Parshas Nedor, Ran Tezvov, all the Yukim, the Ran that we send on base, the Sheet of the Ran, we got a Kinuyim, Yodos, and so Hatfos, and so on. The Ran, on Daf Dalaram and Alf, it's a long Ran that goes from Gimelam and base on to Dalaram and Alf. The Ran's Betoich Advarim is Mavur, that the Shear of Gimel, Regolim, is only when one did not establish a time frame. Pasha'in, if one says he's going to be a Nozir Miyad, he's going to be a Korban Miyad, Taloch is over Baal Ta'acher miyad. L'chayra, what it would sound like is that the reason why he's over is because Baal Ta'acher is only a manner of defining what the parameters of his nether is. What do I mean to say? If we see that Baal Ta'acher is not always begimel regolim, but it's always kifi the neder. When a person doesn't say verbally how fast he's being mechayev himself, the Torah is kaveah that inherently in the neder the shir is gimel regolim. That's when he's violating the neder. But if he says verbally that he's going to bring the carbon right away, then he's mechayev to bring the carbon right away. That'll be his Baal Ta'acher. What we see is that Baal Ta'acher is related to a violation of the neder. Isn't that what we just explained in the Rambam? According to the Ramban, we said that Bal Ta'acher has nothing to do with the neder. You're not violating the Isur Chayfetz by not bringing the animal, by not carrying out the Nazirus right away, by not being Mekayim, the Kedushas HaChayfetz right away. All you're doing is you're procrastinating on your personal obligation to carry that out, but you're not changing the Isur Chayfetz. So, Lechera, why would the wording or the time frame of his neder change the din of the carbon, which is a totally separate din? What's interesting is that the Rosh over here argues. The Rosh over here, the Avdalah, argues on the Ran. The Rosh holds that no, that a person can make himself a Nazirus right away. But as far as Karbonus, even if a person says he's going to do it Miyad, the Shir is still Gimel Regolim. It seems to be Faker that he holds that the Toikif of the Neder would have nothing to do with the Bal Ta'acher. Bal Ta'acher Nedarim Atudim V'Dinim. That would seem to be the Ramban who argues on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. And here we're saying Faker, that the Rosh holds like the Rambam, Legabi, Pashas, Nidorim, and the Ran, and the is consistent with the Ramban, seems to be Fakered from the Machlokes that we have in the Sugya. So, the way to Miyashiv is a famous Mahalach that's said by Reb Naftali, the Kedusha Granat, Reb Naftali Drop, Zatzal. And he says over here to explain the Rosh and the Ran a different Chakir. It's a Chakir really in Bal Ta'acher. What's the Chakir in Bal Ta'acher? He says, does Bal Ta'acher mean that a person really, when he says that he's going to bring a carbon, really he's mechuyev to bring the carbon right away? What's called procrastination? If you don't do it right away, you said you're going to do something, you said you're going to mail a letter, you go to the mailbox, you do it. If you wait 5 minutes, you're procrastinating. But the Torah says, what's called really late, that we slap you with a lav deraisa? Only if it's really late. What's called really late? Same way if you push off your taxes, April, May, June, no, you push off your taxes to July, August, September, the tax man starts getting upset at you. What's called really pushing off the Kiyum of the Neder? If you push it off, Gimel Regalim. But Be'etzim, what's called late is right away. There's a certain tolerance level that the Torah has that really late is only by Gimel Regalim. Explains the Ran that what happens if you yourself said that you're going to do it Miyad? So what's already called unacceptably late? Beyond that level of patience that you gave yourself, if you said that you're going to be Mekayim it right away, that defines for us that in this case, in your specific circumstances, what's called really late is as soon as you procrastinate a bit. That's all the Ran is saying. The Ran is not saying because the Neder is Mekayim him right away, so the Bal Ta'acher is right away. Bal Ta'acher has nothing to do with the Neder. The Ran holds like the Ramban. The Ran is just understanding that the sheer of acceptability and not acceptability, what's called unacceptably late, and what's called reasonably late, normally is Gimel Regalim, until you express otherwise. Says Ibn Naftali, what does the Rosh hold? The Rosh holds not this way, because the Rosh holds that it's not the pshat that you're late right away, but you're unacceptably late. It's not a shear in being unacceptably late. That's called late. The shear of a korban is Gimel Regalim. Person has certain, and that's why it has to do with regalim, because by definition, korban has to do with bringing it to the Beis Hamikdash. The Torah says, that the time that one was bringing his korbanis midiraisa is biyamtiv. Yamtiv is the framework by which one measures his being mekayim, his obligations that are shaykh to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, and so on. Not one Yom Tov. The Chazal learn out that the time frame for all of one's obligations are Shalosh Regalim. What's the difference if you said you want to put on yourself, slap yourself the next obligation? You mean Mechuyev Alts the Neder, do it right away. Alts the Korbonos, Alts the obligation that one has to base on Migdash? That's not your personal obligation. Once you Mechuyev a Korban, the Torah demands, the base on Migdash demands that you Mekayim its obligations. What's the sheer of being Mekayim obligations? Shalosh Regalim. What's the difference if you were stricter on yourself? The shear of bringing a korban is b'shalosh regalim, so that stays that way. What's interesting is that there's almost a fakert around. The Ran talks about legabe nazirus. If one would be mekabel on himself, that he's going to be mekabel nazirus at any point in the next 2 years. What would be this man? Lafit is simple understanding, where we asked our kasha,
Once you, with your neder, express 2 years, the same way if you said, I'm going to do it right away, you're over right away, the Ram would have to say that if you give yourself 2 years, so then the shir is 2 years, not shal shugalm. The Ram says, not that way. The Ram says, over there, the shir is shal shugalm. You yourself spoke out that you have 2 years. Teretz says, like we said, the Ram, of course, holds like the Ramban, that the imperative of Baal Ta'ach is a separate imperative. It's a base of English Mechayiv. It's not a Isser Chefza Mechayiv. The Isser Chefza, you can wait 10 years. There's an imperative, the base of English is Mechayiv Kiyum of one's obligations. So, mainly the sheer of that is Gimel Regola. The sheer of what's acceptably and unacceptably late is Gimel Regola. The halacha is, even if you mitzad your neder, until 2 years, since Lamaisa, that obligation is incumbent on you, mitzad the Beis HaMikdash, it's a korban dikadin that the korban is Mechayiv bringing within Gimel Regalim. You're still left with that. Nothing to do with what the toikin, what the hagdorah of the neder is. So the Ran stims very nicely once we insist that the Ran is going with the Ramban, those two Rans will fit to fit our understanding. Let's go a little further with this thought process in Baal Ta'achim. The Baal Ta'achim, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, I'm trying to bring it down by us, the Baal Ta'achim of Tzedakah, Baal Ta'achim is not only on Kabbalah, it's also on Matananim, on Tzedakah. The Baal Ta'achim of Tzedakah, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that Vav is Miyad. Why? The Gemara says, is because normally the Shir, the carbon is, you're here, the Beis HaMikdash is there, the Shir by which you have to bring the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash is Shalosh Regalim. If you have an Ani, and he's standing right here, why are you not giving? You're in violation right now. Wait, the Pasha to understand the rationale behind that is what we're saying now. That by tzedakah, there's a time frame. A person brings his karbonis Yom Tov time. That's not one Yom Tov, it's three Yom Tov. That's the shir. Or that's called unacceptably late. The shir batzim is we should be doing it right away. What's called unacceptably late is if it's Shalosh Regalim. But if somebody's standing right here, the Ani is standing right here, the imperative to be Mekayim now is here and now in front of your face, if you're becoming Aniim, the Halach would be Mechuyev to give it right away. That's unacceptably late. Why are you delaying? Why are you progressing? There's an Ani here right now who needs the money. That's the simple understanding of this din. In Matas L'Choyra, the same should be true Matas Anim. If somebody's Mafrish, Leket, Shikcha, Peo, Maisur Oni, L'Choyra, also it should be unacceptably late if the Oni is standing right here. What's interesting is that the Rambam says, Bal Ta'achiv Tzloka, the Rambam's in Hilchas Matas Anim, Per Kres, he's over Miyad, he brings that Gemara. By the way, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. This is Aloch in Shulchan Aruch, that Tzloka, that one is Mechuyiv to give, one is Mechuyiv to give right away. One is not allowed to hold on to Maisur Oni, ad infinitum and say he has a share of Gimel Regalim. The Shans of Daniyim are not here. Shulchan Aruch in Reish Nuntes talked about if it was an appeal in Shul, once the Gabbai demands the money, once the Tuvei Oyi demand the money, that would create the imperative, then you'd be over. But the share of Tzedakah is when it's unacceptable. The unacceptable is when the Mechayiv is in front of your face. The Rambam brings that all, the Gabbai Tzedakah, in Per Ches Matan Saniyim. But in Maisa Karbonis, in the Din of Karbonis, the Rambam sticks into the Din of Gimel Regalim all of Matan Saniyim. Plain stock of giving money, either by choice or by demand, either because they were Mechayiv to give tzedakah, or because you pledged tzedakah, that would be Baltaka, that would be Miyad. But Matan Saniyim as a whole, the ones that are mandated by Torah, Leket, Shikcha, Peh, so on, that would be Gimel Regalim. What's the Pshat? The pshat is that tzedakah, the ikur mitzvah of tzedakah, is the fact that your money should go to him. That would be mechayiv. It's your money. The Torah is mechayiv giving that. That giving should be done right away. By leket, shikcha, pay, all these things, the mitzvah batzim is hafrosh, it lies in the field. The chiyuv that's incumbent on a person with these matanos is to be mafresh them in the field, not to give it to the ani. So to speak, his chiyuv that he's procrastinating on is a chiyuv benoy benatzma. The chiyuv is here. It has nothing to do with the ani that's walking around. So we could say that it's unacceptable that an ani is standing here and I have a chiyuv to put the money in his hand, to give the money that I pledged to him, and I don't. That mechayiv is right now. The unacceptability level of what I'm doing, of procrastinating the way I'm doing, is right now. Hashem, by these things, the Mechayiv is not so much the Ani that's standing here now, but the Mechayiv is a Mechayiv, so to speak, in my field, to give of my possessions. The Ani that's standing here is the one who's actually going to get it, who's going to be Zoich in it. But the Mechayiv is treating my field as a Matana from the Rebbein Shalom and giving that which the Rebbein Shalom demands that I give to others. That Mechayiv has nothing to do with the Ani standing here. That Mechayiv won't be right away. That'll be like a carbon. We want to add, we could add, that in the Parsha of bringing Karbonis on Yom Tov, Parshas Emor and Parshas Re'eh, the Torah sticks in giving Matnas Anim. What we see is that Matnas Anim is a form of a carbon. The same way a carbon means one takes oneself and one brings it to the Beis HaMikdash. One is Magdish, one separates from his Nechosim to give to Beis HaMikdash, to give to Gavoya, to give to Mizbeach, to give to the Rebbein Shalom. The same thing is true in one's field. What's true in Beis HaMikdash with a sheep is true on an individual level in a field in the here and now. One separates and one leaves it for Aniyim, one gives it away. In that sense, we understand that it has to do with the shir of Karbonis. It's written together with Karbonis. Hashem in Tzedakah, the imperative is the needs of the person that's standing in front of me. Nothing to do with lofty ideas of giving my field to the Rebbein Shalom. It has to do with the fact I have a duty and obligation. Tzedakah, Miloshen, Tzedek. There's a justice here. When somebody is standing here, he doesn't have, I do have, I'm a chuyf to look out for his needs. The imperative is the guy who's standing in front of me. In that sense, the Mechayev is right away, like we said. Nothing to do with an idea, Yomim Toivim, bring to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not relevant. There's a person standing here who doesn't have lunch to eat. The Mechayiv, and what's considered unacceptable in terms of waiting, is right away. Interestingly enough, the Rambam brings Bal Ta'ach of Tzedakah by Tzedakah that one's pledged. V'fichazu Tzedakah is Mechayiv want to give Tzedakah. So once Mechayiv to give Tzedakah, once Mechayiv to actually hand it over to the Ani if he's here, and that's right away. What happens, let's say a person comes over to me and he asks me for something. Over there, the Rambam brings is the Rambam in Perek Zayin Miman Zayin brings a lav, a separate lav in Parshas Re'eh. Loi Samitz Lavavcha. Don't be hard-hearted. It's not money that I owe. There's no Mechayiv moment. The Mechayiv is my not opening my heart to him. Why isn't it Bal Ta'achar? If I'm Mechuyiv, I should be Mechuyiv right away. The Teretz is because there's nothing there to give. The Chiyuv is that I'm not opening myself up to the state that I am Mechuyiv to give. Similar over there, there's no Bal Ta'achar. Bal Ta'achar is not a spin-off on a neder. Bal Ta'achar is a mechayiv of carrying out one's obligations. Over here, what I'm doing is I'm not accepting that obligation. There's no Bal Ta'achar. That's just an interesting aside in Bal Ta'achar. So again, Tzedakah, we're being mechalav on different levels. We're being mechalav between Tzedakah and Matnas Anim, even though L'chayr, both of them should have the same imperative. But since the Bal Ta'achar is an expression of what the Mechayev is, what's acceptable or unacceptable will be told in the situation, like we said, Salokh Psuk and Shulchan Aruch. This Tzedakah, not giving a pledge when there are Aniyim here, in the here and now, once more, we have to do that right away. Tzedakah that has to do the pledge. When the Gabe comes up, we said, whether this is part of Parshas Karbonis because it's written together, or whether there's a Lomdus, like we said, because it's not a Din the Oni, it's a Din the Soda, that we could clear. And then we have the Iker Hagdor of the Bal Ta'achar having to do with the Nether, not having to do with the Nether, which seemingly is Machlokes the Rambam the Ramban. Like we said, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs says one Zoyv on Bal Ta'achar, Zoyv on Bal Yachal, the point of one has nothing to do with it. We explained that this is Lishita Sem of what we explained in the previous year of the Iker of Parshas Nedor.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.